Well, we've done a fair bit of training. We had a few days off as well, but it's a tricky period, and you end up doing full contact against your own mates in 15 versus 15. It's not quite the same as playing a game, obviously, because you don't go at it quite as hard when you're playing against people you know. But we try to do as much contact work as we could do. We've managed to prepare a little bit earlier for Newcastle. It's a huge game. And at this moment in time, you know, we've done most of the preparation already for it. So the lads have been just getting their minds on it gradually, but also resting up. We had a few bumps and bruises in the Bath game. People carrying knocks, and having 2 weeks without a game means you can take those people out of training that have got knocks. And barring a couple of injuries now with Eric Clarsons, who's got a knee injury, can't do much about that, had a knee operation, and Joe Carlisle with a broken thumb, that's another thing you can't do much about. He'll be out for another 3 or 4 weeks. Apart from that, we've got a fully fit squad.
Do you have to get that balance right between giving them a rest and, you know, getting them tuned up for the game as well?
Yeah, you do. And you have to do some sort of contact. You can't afford to have 2 weeks and go into this will be a brutal encounter. Newcastle are a very physical team, and it's going to be very, very physical because they're fighting for their Premiership survival. So it's going to be a tough one. So you have to make sure that the lads are body hardened. You can't afford to lose that sort of intensity. And I know, and I've heard word from Newcastle, they've been doing the same, some bone on bone fit in house games. And that's all you can do is to do it as much as you possibly can and hope that you're ready.
Probably it means more to Newcastle than to you. They are battling for their lives. If they lose on Friday night, they are going to struggle to stay up.
Yeah, that's true. Having said that, we had a meeting recently and all the players had little groups of five and a chance to just to feedback on what they would want out the rest of the season. And each group that came through, the first thing they said is to remain unbeaten at Six Ways. And it's only a mini record at the moment, but since 2012, on the 1st of January, you know, we haven't lost here in any competition, whether it be A-Team, whether it be the LV Cup, or whether it be the Amlin Challenge, or whether it be the Aviva Premiership. You know, we've won all games so far at all levels here at Six Ways, and we're desperate to keep that record. It's a strange little one. There's only three clubs in the country that have done that. I think it's Gloucester, Leicester and ourselves are the only three clubs to remain unbeaten on their own ground in 2012. And that gives us a very good incentive to try and remain unbeaten until the end of the season.
That 2 weeks has given those players that were injured, as you were saying, another 2 weeks to get fully fit. So does that give you a headache selection-wise?
Yes, it does, particularly in the back row. In fact, what we're going to do, I can tell you, we're going to give Kai Horseman a start this weekend. I think it's just the right sort of game for him to play. He's been out for about 3 months through injury. He was playing really well and captaining the side before he got that bad injury. He is absolutely chomping at the bit at the moment and really wants to play. So I think, although Blair Cowan has been absolutely superb for us, come from the Cornish Pirates, and you couldn't have asked any more from Blair, and I'm not playing him as a result of a lack of form, far from it. But this one, I think, is really made for Kai Horseman. You know, he's a very proud person and wants to... This is a big game for our club, to beat Newcastle. We know that. And I think we're just going to get that little bit of extra out of Kai this weekend.
A big game for him personally as well, with contracts coming to an end.
It is, yeah. There's a number of people now that it's coming to D-Day time, and I've got to make some key decisions on them. And Kai is one, particularly. And Dale is another one as well. So I know there's rumours about both those players perhaps going elsewhere. So it is. It's a critical time over the next couple of weeks for those players.
You mentioned Newcastle being a very physical side. They've got two players missing this week because, you could say, being slightly over-physical against Harlequins. There's a thin line between being physical and being over-physical.
Yeah, I know I like Conor very much. Conor O'Shea was the director of rugby at Harlequins, but it was a tough game, but you know, you expect nothing less. I mean, Harlequins went out to Newcastle and yes, they got roughed up, there's no doubt about that, but if you go up to Kingston Park up in Newcastle, that's what you get on a Friday night. You don't expect anything less. And everyone loves smashing Harlequins, let's be honest. You know, it's always been a target for clubs, isn't it? Because they've got the nice shirts and there's a nice club and right next to Twickenham, and everyone's wanting to batter them. You know, they play some great rugby, but you know, if one team you want to go and rough up, it's Harlequins. So, I mean, Conor must be used to that by now. But it's had the effect of three sightings from that game. Two have been actually banned and one case has been thrown out. I think they'll be affected by the hooker, Vickers, who's their first-choice hooker that won't play at the weekend. But the other one, I think, was a second-choice prop to Ewan Murray. They're an international prop, so they're not going to really miss him too much. And the one that we could have done with Bannon, who was a real hard case, is their Samoan back row forward, who probably had a mini contract out on Nick Evans, the Harlequins 10. And Goody was very much hoping that he would be banned for this weekend. But I've no doubt that this Samoan chap has probably got Andy Goode's photo on his wall and